B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Let's check our privilege. This is something that's going around on TikTok, the Check Your Privilege channel. You can actually play along at home. If you're driving, I don't recommend you play. You could play like in your head, but if you're not driving, if your hands aren't currently occupied, put both your hands in the air and open your fingers. So act like you're going to give somebody like a double high five. Boom. All right?
Okay.
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm. Let's play this in the studio too. It's the Check Your Privilege Challenge.
Check Your Privilege Edition. Put a finger down if you have been called a racial slur. Put a finger down if you've been followed in a store unnecessarily.
Yep.
Put a finger down if someone has crossed the street to avoid passing you.
See.
Put a finger down if you've had someone clench their purse in an elevator with you. Put a finger down if you've had someone step off of an elevator to keep from riding with you. Put a finger down if you've been accused of not being able to afford something expensive. Put a finger down if you have had fear in your heart when being stopped by the police. Put a finger down if you have never been given a pass on a citation that you deserved. Put a finger down if you have been stopped or detained by police for no valid reason. Put a finger down if you have been bullied solely because of your race. Put a finger down if you have been denied service solely because of the color of your skin. Put a finger down if you've ever had to teach your child how not to get killed by the police. Any fingers left? That's privilege.
Okay. All right, so I got mine.
Can I count the kids thing if it's not my own kids?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Okay, I didn't really understand the citation one, so I didn't...
Hold on, if you've ever been given a pass on a citation you deserved, like pass, if they let you go, like if they stop you, but then they...
But they
if you've never been...
Oh, like if I deserve to get a ticket and they let me go?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I'm Ramiro, but I guess I can put my finger
you,
down.
You know what? Car?
Huh? Of course he does.
Ramiro car.
I never used that.
Okay,
you
so
got
I,
Ramiro privilege.
Yeah, no, I mean, one time I got pulled over. And, listen, on the way to work early in the morning, you know, you lights are a suggestion on the way to work early in the morning. There's not many cars on the road.
And one time
I got pulled over and I was like right down the street from the radio station and the police officer knew who I was. And he was just like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to work. Where do you work? And I was like, at the radio station. What do you do? Anyway, so he left. So yes, okay. So
what's your name?
Yeah. Right. Hey, Pebbles. You know the second date update, man. It helps. Okay, so let's start with Pebbles. Pebbles, how many fingers did you have down?
I had four. I had four up, left up.
You had four left up.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember which ones were the ones that didn't
called
affect-
a racial slur? Yes.
Yeah.
Followed in a store. Yes.
Yeah.
The cross the street. No. Clench your purse. Yes. Somebody stepped off an elevator. No. Accused of not being able to afford something. Yep.
Yeah.
Fear in your heart with the being stopped by the police. Yes. That actually recently happened with me with my niece. Stopped or detained by the police for no valid reason. No. Bullied because of your race. I wouldn't say bullied, but there's definitely been some ish.
Yeah.
Detained because of the denied service because of the color of your skin. No. Teach your children. Yeah. Again, like not my own kids, but I've had conversations with other kids.
Okay. What is it, did any of them resonate more than any other one? Because I definitely had one resonate more than any other one.
A lot of like the store stuff. The racial slur was like I won't say never to my face, but a lot like where you heard people.
Yeah.
But like the store thing, like being somebody like else would come and they'd wait on them or tell you how much, you know, and I'm like, I got money. I'm here to spend.
Yo, I got a story and a half about that one. All right.
Anyway,
Leroy, what about you?
They were all down. But you know, there's more than 10 questions.
Yeah. Oh, there is more than 10 questions.
Those are the only.
So
there,
they were like bonus ones.
Yeah.
So I had no.
Did you have any of your toes down?
No. But there were two that I didn't put my finger down for, and that was I have gotten a pass when I deserved the ticket.
Yeah.
I have gotten that, so I couldn't claim that. And then I don't remember anybody clenching their purse when they saw me.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. they got off the elevator but didn't Clint, because that was one.
Because not everybody, not everyone has a purse. It could be a guy. Right. It could be, they just.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, which one would you say resonated the most?
The store one.
Yeah.
Not getting service. I should just put that. Let me not do that.
Well, what type of service was it?
Plenty of times. I'll say this. Shoot. Newberry Street got really jacked up.
Yeah.
So take Newberry Street. There's been times that I've gone down there, gone into a store with the intent to buy. We'll sit in there. No one will come to help serve. But while other people are coming in, they will go to them. Yeah. I've gone to certain stores. There's a certain store, Mass Ave, that has music equipment. And I refuse to go there anymore because every time I go, I would do this on purpose. I would go in there and just wait to see who's going to come and offer to help. And they never would. I would get looks, but they would offer other people as they came in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stuff like that. I'm not really shocked that I don't have any fingers still up.
Yeah.
But like I said, there were two that I couldn't put my finger down.
Okay.
Down to.
Well, for me, I guess I had eight. So if there was more than 10, I guess I left up, I don't know, maybe like four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for me, the big one though, because I didn't, the people clutching their purse or the elevator, I don't recall any time noticing that, so right. I can't say that it happened. The big one for me, though, man, is the freaking, in the store, the affording thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, man.
And did they tell you, like, you know this cause?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you the specific story. It was when looking for an engagement ring for my wife, and I went to this jewelry store, and this dude lost out on the best sale of his life because I was asking to see certain rings, and he was like, well, I mean, we have these rings over here. He kept on trying to sway me from seeing the more expensive rings, and I was getting pissed off at him. And then finally, I was like, can I just see this type of ring? And he pulled it out. He goes, okay, but I just want to let you know the price on this is hefty, whatever. He showed it to me, and I had him describe it to me, and I said, just so you know, I could afford this ring, but I'm not going to buy it from you because of the way that you were just talking to me. And I walked out. Now, I already gave him my email before this, so a few days later, I went to a different place, got actually a better ring for a lower price, so I would have been getting robbed at this other place. And the guy emailed me, and you know, he's like, "Oh, you know, just reaching out, seeing if you've got anything, because we just got this in." Now he's talking about the fancy rings they got. And I said, and I replied to him, and I go, "I actually got," and I don't remember the terminology now, but you know how they give you the GI cloudiness or whatever. I was like, "I actually got a ring like this, 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 and this, and I got a better deal than at your place, but." I didn't know about this when I was at your place, so I was prepared to buy that ring, but because of I shot him out a nice email. I had Nicole help me with my grammar to make it sound proper and everything. Yep. I was so pissed.
You're doing the Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman. You work on commission, right?
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Another one that my wife reminded me about yesterday was we went out to eat one time. We went to a wedding in Chatham? Is that where?
Chatham.
Down the Cape? That's like a really like affluent area.
You just said it the way that somebody out of town would say it. Well, Chatham.
Listen, when I go to the Cape, I go to the
Gotham.
I go to the Chatham areas. So, but we went to this real nice restaurant.
It's the city of Gotham.
Yeah. You know me. You know I like the bougie restaurants where I say like, when people look at me funny. When I say people look at me funny, there was a gentleman, kind of like the way you are, Pebbles, like diagonally from me. And he was an older dude, and he literally turned his chair around and looked at me and was giving me a dirty look. So my wife reminded me, she goes, "Do you remember what you did?" And I said, "No." She goes, "You rolled your sleeves up and showed off your tattoos and stood there and stared at him and said, I can afford this place, you know." Oh, my God.
I have more, but
those were the more like egregious type ones where I'm like, "Yo, man, seriously, listen, I'm gonna get the same food you can, and I'm gonna tip these." And by the way, the servers here all love me because they listen. They all listen, you know what I'm saying? All right, Melissa, anyway, what's yours?
This will be quick. Yeah, I had 9 fingers left.
Really? So what was your...
So the one that came down was the one of being accused of not being able to afford something when I... I actually probably couldn't, but it happened somewhat recently.
Because you were coming from the casino. Yeah. Had that look.
Actually, no, I went to the Louis Vuitton store for the first time. It happened probably like 6 months ago. And I walked in because I've never gotten a Louis bag and I've always wanted one. And I actually, Pebbles, it's funny you say that. I actually had just hit big at the casino, so I wanted to go buy myself one. And I walked in and Ramiro, same thing, like nobody would wait on me. And then people kept walking in that looked like they had a lot of money. You guys know me. Like, I usually walk around in sweatpants and, like, sneakers all the time. People kept walking in with Louis bags and, like, it just looked like they had money. And they kept getting waited on. And I'm like, okay, I had to ask somebody. And then when I told them what I wanted, they were like, oh, well, I don't know if you would want one of those. Maybe you would want one of these instead. And I was like, why? Because I actually had a picture of the one that I wanted.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I felt really slighted. But honestly, I know that that's not any way kind of like how you guys get treated in stores. It's more like they just thought I looked like a bum. Well, you know what I mean?
That one, a lot of white people could also say that it's happened to them, but that's more of a, because of maybe the way you're dressed, like you look like you can't afford something.
Correct.
Whereas if you're a certain color, you might walk up in there with the damn suit, mm-hmm. and they'll still be like, you might not be able to afford this, you know?
Right. But like, all I had to do was change. If I looked different, if I was carrying a Louis bag already, and I'm sure that wouldn't have happened to me.
Yeah.
It was just the way that I was looking that day.
Raphael, what's up, man?
Good morning, crew. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, I called a couple weeks ago. You guys made my wife's birthday. Her name was Marjorie. Yeah. I got to say that you guys made her day. I truly appreciate it. Yay. And second of,
did I lie about? All, I gotta, did I lie about you getting her a gift?
Wait, I think I remember this. You said you were gonna get her. He was gonna get her a car, right?
Yeah, Romero set me up, and he's like, "Oh, there's something in your driveway with a big bow on it."
Wow.
And the thing about it is that a couple of days ago, we was just talking about purchasing a new car. So I'm like, oh, my God, please. Romero's setting me up for failure right now.
Coincidence. I love it.
So what's
your story?
Well, and then second of all, I just want to give you guys credit. And then if anybody knows me, I'm a really honest person. I don't sugarcoat nothing. You know, I keep it real. And I got to say, man, I switched over to you guys to 96.9 now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to, you know, the competition, which I'm not going to promote that radio station. But you guys keep it 100. The other radio station I used to call here and there and stuff like that. But they blow a lot of smoke up people's butts and stuff like that. And they keep me on hold for hours.
Yeah.
You guys, I call in if I want to put my input, you guys pick me up. And I appreciate that. That being said, over here in Worcester, Massachusetts, I was at, in Rotman's, and I worked up the street. I worked in National Grid, so I make some good money, you know, so I cash in my check, and I go to Rotman's, and I'm looking at this furniture, and the guy that had the audacity to look at me, he goes, hey, listen, if you're looking for the attic, it's upstairs on the third floor.
Wow.
Yes. Not even funny, but still.
Oh my God.
That's messed up.
No, right? So listen to this. So the ignorant side of me, you know, because we all have an ignorant side of everybody. So the ignorant side of me, you know, I just cash my check. So the ignorant side of me, I pull out all that money, you know, and I told the guy, I'm like, hey, listen, man, I could buy that couch if I really wanted to, you know, just to let you know.
Yeah.
That being said, I think you're racist and you're prejudiced, and I walked away. And I made a small commotion about it. As I'm walking out the door, the owner of the store comes up to me. He goes, hey, listen, I'm really, really sorry. And could you come inside my office and talk to me? And I was kind of heated, you know, and I'm like, nah, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to take my business. Check this out. I'm going to take my business out to Bob's. And it was like, Bob's? No. Come over here. He brings me up and he tells me, hey, what's the couch that you was looking at? And I pointed out the couch. And he goes, I'm going to give you a discount. And I'm like, hey, listen, man, keep your 20% discount. I don't need it or nothing. He goes, I'm going to give you 60%. I'm like, where do I sign?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.